Welcome to the Internet Wasteland. Here's your host, Ari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Internet Wasteland. And we're just gonna... Who's it? Sup, you beautiful bastards! Let's get right into it! Fucking... Fuck that guy, eh? Uh-huh. Fuck that asshole. Oh, my God. Welcome to... Ripstein Part 2. It just keeps getting weirder.
Did the last episode he died or got arrested?
So last episode, so he died the morning of the day we recorded the last episode.
Okay, yeah.
So everything was fresh. People were doubtful. No one was really digging in yet. So people have dug, Patrick. And, you know, as far as the news reports go, it was a suicide. It was a suicide and nothing else. It was a suicide. And can just remind you that he suicided.
I don't even mind people believing that he committed suicide. I don't think that is too far outside the realm of even the conspiracy theories. Like, I think, like, at the best case scenario... That, like, the doubters, the best they could do is say, like, the most important prisoner in the country in a prison that doesn't have suicides, all these things convalesced or came together to create the perfect opportunity for someone who stood to expose a lot of powerful people or... protect himself and a lot of powerful people. Well, and they allowed him to protect the powerful people. So I don't understand how, like, people saying, like, it was a suicide. Now that, like, no, that doesn't, it means there's no conspiracy. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck do people think the point of this was? He's a fucking billionaire who's connected to rich, famous, powerful people. They would either... kill him or influence him to kill himself.
Well, that's exactly
in
it.
Order to protect them.
Well, that's been my favorite. That was my favorite take on the whole thing. One of my favorite takes was, okay, if he did kill himself, it was because what they would have done to him would have been so much fucking worse. I think it was actually on
or not even that. He might have had in the end more sympathy for his co-conspirators and his criminal cohorts than he did for the victims or anyone else. He could have seen his suicide as genuinely as, like, inside their circle of friends. It's like, well, I'm going to be the fucking boss and go out like a man sure no one else of my pedophile crew gets in any trouble. That's within the realm of the conspiracy theory.
I've heard of, like, corporate team-building retreats, but, like, you know, when you ritualistically sacrifice babies with your bros, you know, that's a bond that you just, that's a bond that you, you can't form a bond like that on a fucking camping trip, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, like, if people think, like, this, the surface of this is, like, some famous and powerful people were involved in pedophilia. It's, like, the deeper thing is what they, famous and powerful people, were extorted into doing in order to conceal their pedophilia and prostitution stuff. Like, it's more about, like, the deals and, like, the shape of the world we live in was being brokered by people who were being extorted for their pedophilia. So that's, like, the issue. It's not like we just need to finally hear someone directly accuse Prince Andrew of fucking 16-year-olds. No. It's about why they needed Prince Andrew, why they needed to be able to blackmail people like this. Like, what did Prince Andrew give them once they threatened him with the pedophilia stuff? What did Bill Clinton give them? Or what was Bill Clinton getting? Or what was Prince Andrew getting? Like,
I agree with you. I do think more people need to say that Prince Andrew... had sex with a minor, allegedly. I think more people need to say that he allegedly had sex with a minor on the pedophile island.
Yeah,
allegedly.
But same thing with all of them. Anyone who is so far being accused by these victims.
There is one. Bill Gates. People were giving him shit. There's a theory with Bill Gates, though, because it's not like when you look at the flight records, it's not like Clinton, where he flew like 40 something odd fucking times to the island.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it matters, first of all, who else is on these flights.
Because rich
and
people
where...
give each like that's yes. the thing. I was like, okay, so I've been I love Revenge of the Sis. Shout out fucking my favorite thing on the internet right now. And they get in depth with this shit. And they even said, like, you know, sometimes billionaires give each other. They just give each other rides on the jet, you know, like, oh,
all
hey, we're just this meeting out. Oh,
but they also
to...
loan each other the jets as well. Like, they literally, like, rich people don't have their jets at every single fucking airport, but some rich person's jet is at every single airport.
Oh, you need to go for a flight? Why don't you borrow the Lolita Express?
Exactly. But
fucking
and apparently Jeffrey Epstein has more than one plane. And the Lolita Express was always the one that he was using.
So I have a question. Was it just called the Lolita Express, or was it like a boat where Lolita Express was fucking plastered along the side of it?
No, that was just like the well-known nickname for
okay.
it. I think
All
like
right.
planes in general don't actually have names like that. Like, they have tail numbers, and it's like... Kilo, you know, Tango 0800,
or the name of the airliner,
or no, and even airliners, those ones have like the tail numbers are like letters and numbers. There's
okay.
no names. They're
okay.
not named like boats. Like, no.
Okay.
But I guarantee you, he has like there is written down references in like his correspondence with other people as well that. Calls the plane the Lolita Express. It's
okay.
not something that the media dubbed. Like, people said that it was something that Fox News came up with, and it was like, no, Fox News was the one who is covering the idea that this jet existed.
It was always
known as the Lolita Express.
Can you think of a more creative name for a billionaire pedophile's jet than the Lolita Express?
The toy airplane or some kind of like kids reference. Like, I don't know. I don't know enough about like modern kids shows that any kind of references would work.
The Diddle Zeppelin.
Yeah. Like, is there any kind of plane movie?
That's a blimp. Oh, fuck.
yeah. Like,
Air Force 12 year old.
Yeah. Air Force a 12-year-old.
Air Force a 12-year-old.
Something along those lines. There's something there.
Oh, Christ. Also, that's the name of his island, too. Little St. James. Like, just everything. Everything he did. Like, it's funny because you'd think he must have really... Oh, God, I hate using this word. We must have really pleased these dudes where it's like none of them, like, because I think any rational human being, rich or not, would look around at, like, and if you see that shit and be like, okay, this is fucked, right? But the fact that none of these people, like.
Well, he's like a sociopath, and rich people are a higher percentage of like very rich people are going to be more sociopathic than normal people. So it's like. His circle of friends was weaned down over time to basically only be, I'm sure, those sociopaths. I doubt when he was, like, 21, he had only, like, rich pedophile friends. But I bet by the time he was 40, he probably only had rich pedophile friends.
Well, you know, I found it also really funny. It was so people's reactions, watching people's, like, reactions towards it kind of evolve, when he first died, everyone was kind of like, ah, ha, ha, suicide. Yeah, right. Yeah, Clinton's. Ha, 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 Clinton's.
I think that was the most superficial and, like, corporate media contrived reaction of, like, they wanted to be able to move on from this.
But it was also fun to, like, make jokes, right?
Yeah.
And now it's, like, what, like, a week later, like, a couple weeks later, And the media is like, nope, coroner ruled it a suicide. And everyone's like, no.
Oh, yeah, this is the most mainstreaming of a conspiracy theory ever.
It's fucking nuts. I think, like, everyone is unanimously. When you see Alexandra.
People on both sides, yeah.
You see fucking AOC tweeting, like, no, this is fucked. You're like, okay. All right.
it's perfect because it's like in the era of where conspiracy theories are so prevalent and that this one gets in there because like everyone just sees it as like a means to an end. Like the all the left wing people see this as a way to go. First, it was a way to go after Acosta and then he stepped down and they're like, perfect, straight shot to Trump. And I think that's completely misguided, but it's great that they are so cynical and desperate for something to attack Trump with that it is actually allowing the conspiracy theory to get air and to see some sunlight. Whereas, no, like, previously, if they had a villain, if there wasn't a villain that they were so just hell-bent, ends justify the means, like, no matter what, we have to get him, they probably would not have indulged this conspiracy theory at all. But because they see this as a way of, like, we could use this to throw dirt at Trump, that the media even is kind of like, they have to just let it go a little bit more. They're still being pretty fucking, you know, going along with, like, not being very good at journalism and not asking too many questions and just taking it at face value. But even like the whiff of being able to get Trump, that's like the mistake they made of thinking like they got too desperate. And now conspiracy theories like this can get into the zeitgeist and mainstream. Like the next one is going to be great.
Well,
the Area 51 thing, people think there's going to be some massacre. What's really going to happen is you're going to have like a huge amount of people like push over a fence and then have to be like rounded up. And they'll be all going around there and seeing like, look, it's just a bunch of fucking bunkers with like trillions of dollars of military equipment that people like.
I hope to God there's landmines.
I don't know if there is. I think the military is making a mistake, like really puffing their chest out saying like, we'll use like fucking jets to defend it. Like they're absolutely not. They're absolutely not. They're going to use standard like crowd control, non-lethal crowd control techniques. And if there's enough people there, they'll get overwhelmed and they'll have to call in backup like from the National Guard and they'll get everybody out of there because they're going to run into a bunch of fucking hard locked doors that unless they literally brought bombs, they're not going to get in. But they're going to have a bunch of people fucking running around Area 51 and the alien shit will go away pretty quickly and eventually be like, this is a fucking just billions of dollars of like of military dickheads like playing with toys.
Pretty much.
And we have like poor people in the States. Like that'll drive them nuts. Like there'll be some conspiracy theory like the next one they will be less able to defend that, like the mainstream will be less able to defend their fucking, you know, plugged into the Matrix narrative of, like, the next one they won't be able to defend against as well.
Don't you like to be a little optimistic, though, and, like...
I think that is being optimistic.
No, I mean, like, I'm, like, part of me, like a small little, like, whimsical shred of me is hoping it's like they push over that fence and then the military just like releases all the bees they've been weaponizing for like the last few years. Like that's where the bees have been going. They're not dying. They're being caught and weaponized.
Yeah, or there's something like that'll happen. Non-thing will happen that they don't expect. And even if the military ends up just shooting a bunch of people, that'll be like a fucking major incident and cause like a lot of like the military just opening fire on people to protect some fucking bunkers.
It's just a naked, greasy Jeffrey Epstein with like superior strength.
Yeah.
Fucking just punching through all these Naruto runners. Oh shit. Did you see since our last episode, a lot of shit has kind of come out. One of which was, someone said that the way that his, how he apparently hung himself was, he tied something around his neck and then tied the other end to like a bedpost or a post or something.
Yeah, he broke his neck in a way that only happens in 2% of
suicides.
And then
he leaned forward like really fucking hard, right?
Well, they don't know. Like the way that he killed himself is complicated and unlikely.
Well, apparently the way that his neck was crushed is only strangulation. It's the kind where, like, your thumbs would...
Exactly. Well, it only happens in 2% of suicide, so it's something that does not indicate suicide.
Maybe he's just such a chronic masturbator that he had the hand strength that just crushed his own larynx.
If that's funny, because it goes with, like, another Big J Okerson's, like, funniest theory is, like, no famous person has ever committed suicide by hanging. They're all accidental choke-jerk deaths. I think, like, that's the funniest fucking theory of, like, everyone who kills themselves, like, sadly, in, like, that sort of, so-and-so was found hung to death. Like, no, he was just jerking off and then didn't have the timing down and accidentally killed himself. Like, that would be funny if Jeffrey Epstein, after all of this, was, like, he was just trying to get in a quick choke jerk, you know, before he got his trial exposing a bunch of other pedophiles going, he's just like, I'll do the old choke jerk, and then like, whoops,
Kurt Cobain,
killed himself.
Kurt Cobain
oh,
didn't
he shot
kill,
himself.
Kurt Cobain didn't kill himself. He was jerking off with a gun in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only way he could get off.
Oh, I mean, look at his wife. That's mean. She was fine in her day. Courtney Love was...
No, I don't have much sympathy for her.
They made a hot daughter, though. Francis
oh,
Bean?
Yeah,
holy
yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
Holy shit, genetics.
Eminem's daughter, too. And like, all those celebrities from that kind of era.
All the ones with the fucked up dads.
Yeah, yeah. Bunch of fucked up dads
who
with
would've
hot,
thought?
Sexy daughters.
Who would have thought fucked up dads make hot, sexy daughters?
Yeah.
God, I'm going to be...
You never heard that before.
If I have a daughter, I'm going to be like the fucking... I'm going to be an angel of a father. I will always be there. I will be fully supportive. And I won't name her Amber.
Yep. Go to her soccer game so she doesn't turn out to be a stripper.
Yep. I'm going to go to all her gymnastics. Fucking. No. No. No activities that promote flexibility.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
going to be fat and homely.
Yeah. Squat rigid.
You're going to be a nun. But you're Jewish. No. You're going to be a fucking Catholic nun.
Then she'll be abusing a bunch of young girls. Fucking
shit.
Nuns are awful.
There's no escape. There's no escape. Every future child's going to be a degenerate in some way. I may as well just do what my parents did and just
make her Chinese. Then she'll be fine.
She'll be half Viet. So, I mean, fuck. It's good enough. So there were a couple of... let's talk about a few more of these things that happened. So apparently he was taken off of a suicide watch, which I don't think we talked about.
The irony of him saying, like... Someone attacked and tried to kill me, so they take him off suicide watch in protective custody. He's like, guys, this is fucking stupid. This is such like a stupid, like, trying to defend this kind of conspiracy of, like, the justification that he was no longer on suicide watch was because he was insistent someone had attacked him previously and that he was not trying to commit suicide.
Yeah, he was attacked.
Thus
he wasn't choke-jerking.
Thus allowing him to be isolated and either killed or suicided. Like, it's fucking insanely stupid. This was the same place that they successfully, like, kept El Chapo there untouched, stopped him from fucking coordinating with a billion-dollar enterprise on the outside that was trying to talk to him, and they couldn't communicate. This guy, however, gets immediately off suicide watch and promptly fucking kills himself.
Is that the same prison? I don't know if you remember this, Patrick. Do you remember in the news? I don't know how many years ago it was. Maybe like recent, or I fucking don't remember. But there were those two criminals that like seduced that lady.
Oh, no. That's Dan Mora prison. The one in New York is like a big, exactly. Yeah. Did you watch that show with Patricia Arquette and Benicio Del Toro?
They made a show about it?
Oh, yeah. Escape from Dan Mora.
Was it good?
The first two or three episodes were good, and then I think something else came out on TV that I was more interested in, so.
Fair enough.
It couldn't hold me, but it was fine. It was like a miniseries. You know, it's an HBO miniseries.
All right, but it wasn't a comedy, was it?
There's fucking hilarious parts of it. There's hilarious parts of just like the fat lady being pathetic, and then hilarious parts of the guys just being bros in prison. Like they're two, they make them out to be two very likable guys, in spite of them both being like cold-blooded, cruel murderers. They, Benicio del Toro and the other guy who is like, he's like the dork from The Girl Next Door. He's been in a bunch of things. You know, he always has like a fucking bowl haircut and glasses.
I love laying pipe. And by laying pipe, I mean laying a pipe down on a motherfucker's head.
Yeah, the guy who is also the in There Will Be Blood. That dorky guy.
Oh, Paul Dano.
Yeah, Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
So he plays Richard Sweat, and then the other guy is Richard Matz, or the it's Sweat and Matz.
I don't remember their name. Sweat? Ew.
Yeah, Richard Sweat.
Was Sweat the one with the big
dick? No. Big dick guy is the short Mexican type guy.
Fuck. Wait, and then which was the prison that El Chapo dug his way out of?
That one is in Mexico.
That was in Mexico. Where
yeah,
he
that's
rode
it.
Rode the motorcycle through the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they had a dirt bike on rails, basically.
Fucking child's dirt bike. Just it's going down this little like it's like a little Disney like a getaway.
It's a conveyor belt. Yeah, it's like a little getaway tunnel. It was perfect.
That's amazing,
fucking
man.
Brilliant.
Fuck. So yeah, so he was under suicide watch, and a psychologist allegedly said that he was fine to go off. What else came out about it? One of the guards hired to watch him apparently wasn't an actual guard or some shit.
Yeah, one of them had been working like 30 hours. One of them fucking was asleep for at least 3 hours of the over some period of time that was where Epstein allegedly did something, that this guy was asleep for 3 hours of it. So like, yeah, it's just like, everything just lined up perfectly.
I know, right? But there were cameras, Patrick. Did the cameras not capture any footage?
Yeah,
Patrick?
They malfunctioned for that exact period of time in a fucking prison where, by the way, they haven't had a fucking camera malfunction, because every single time they do, it has to be investigated by the state. They haven't had one in fucking like a decade. And there hasn't been a successful suicide in that prison in 40 fucking years. This is not a prison like people think of, like, with sliding bars and shit. This is like an office tower, a modern office building designed to hold like 300 of the most high security, high risk inmates in the country for short periods of time. Like, these people have, like, special people there for short periods of time, and they do exactly a specific kind of jailing that, like, in every instance they fucked up for this one guy who is like the most notorious prisoner in the country at that point.
Some janitor was mopping four floors down and like accidentally unplugged something from it, like plugged into the wall. Oops. And then, and in that time, just fucking dead.
Exactly. Again, a prison that has like a million fail safes. For especially stuff like that has to do with this actual security, like just the confluence of events for this to be pulled off without someone trying to intercede or someone direct like fucking like intentional kind of negligence or something like that. It's just so fucking bizarre.
Fucking stinks to high heaven.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's awful.
Stinks.
I got a couple of little facts here. Apparently the failures, some of the failures at the prison were linked to a staffing shortage and overworked employees, which is, I think, what you were talking about. Apparently, many of the jail's employees were working mandatory overtime, including 60 to 70 hour work weeks.
A 60 hour work week is fucking not that much.
Apparently it's because the prison was having less than 70% of the correctional officers that it should have.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense that it's understaffed as well. Yeah. So but again, the same understaffed fucking jail successfully stopped a $1 billion drug cartel from exchanging messages with fucking El Chapo. It's way, 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 way more difficult to kill yourself than it is to fucking even exchange, like, an electronic message, some kind of coded written message, and they iced him out. People who were paid billions of dollars specifically to try and communicate with El Chapo. And this guy is able to fucking kill himself on his own with either no help, no one intentionally intervening, like, it just, none of it.
It's so fucked.
Yeah, it's all wrong.
It's so fucked. Well, as of the 13th of August, the Justice Department announced they removed the warden and assigned a temporary replacement and placed two guards who had been assigned to Epstein on leave. So that kind of...
That's probably basic, like, protocol for happens in these kind of things. But again, like, those guys will probably all be back to work in no time, and this will be out of the news cycle by then as well. So you'll never hear about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless people keep fucking poking the bear. But on Monday, August 19th, Attorney General Barr said he removed the acting director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons from his job following Epstein's suicide. Hugh Hurwitz, who had been the agency's acting director, will remain at the department serving as assistant director. So so they removed the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons. So that's like that. So the acting director
that's
of the
a
Bureau
show.
Of,
they're putting on a show.
But
I
who
would say.
What like the acting director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons? Is that like the guy who oversees like all the like. All the prisons?
All federal prisons.
All federal prisons.
He's
okay.
Like the guy in Washington for all federal prisons kind of thing. Like, but again, like, he's not the... Again, if the fucking head of the federal prisons division or whatever the fuck the title is called, if the order came down from him, everybody would know already. This is not that kind of conspiracy. It's the two guards involved... Or another inmate or something like that.
Well,
it's people directly involved. This guy didn't have anything to do with it. This is like a wrist-slapping maneuver in order for Barr and the Trump administration to like make it seem like they've actually done something.
Well, the first time he made the attempt, or when he said someone attacked him, people blamed his. I think his cellmate at the time was that cop.
Tartaglione.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like ex-cops are exactly the kind of people that these people would fucking hire to try and assassinate somebody. But also, ex-cops are the type of people to try and fucking beat up pedophiles in jail.
Exactly. And also, apparently, he, for a while, since he was put there, he's been a very vocal critic of the conditions of that prison. So a lot of people think that first attempt on Epstein or whatever the hell actually happened, they tried to make it so that he would get the blame for it just because they wanted him to shut the fuck up.
He's the likely suspect.
Yeah. Tartaglione. Yeah, he was he's there for I was looking it up. Let me see.
Drug dealing.
Yeah,
I believe he also killed someone.
Yeah, so
the ex-cop, that is.
Yeah, Nicholas Tartaglione, retired Westchester County, New York police officer. Participated in the killing of four men, Martin Luna, Urbano Santiago, Miguel Luna, and Hector Gutierrez at the Liquid Lounge Bar in Orange County.
Yeah, so he was basically a cop dealing drugs who assassinated four fucking Dominican cats, it sounds like.
Holy shit. Tartaglione, yeah, charged in a conspiracy to distribute cocaine since June 2015. Two of the men appeared to be unrelated to the deal and may have been at the wrong place in the wrong time.
So they were trying to hit two Dominicans and there were a couple of fucking Chileans there by accident.
Hey, they could have been Peruvian. You don't know.
Peru's actually where most of the coke comes from.
Well, I was going to say that you'd know they're Peruvian because they'd be playing pan flutes.
Yes.
So,
worshipping fucking hamsters or guinea pigs or whatever it was.
Fucking dumbest. That was such a stupid fucking South Park.
I love that. Oh, I love all of that entire era of South. I'm so startled.
Yeah, that was a good fucking. Oh, did you hear that? It's a ghost. Did you hear that? It sounded like a. That was a really fucking good thing. Anyway, back to Epstein. Yeah, so that's basically, I know there's been a couple other things, and, you know, people are still asking for questions, but right now I think it's just being investigated still, and there's...
I mean, no, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, so the people, there was no co-conspirator, so the idea that people are like, oh, well, now everybody's going to know everything. It's like, no, now the FBI is going to know everything, and why the fuck would the FBI expose a bunch of fucking high-ranking Democrat pedophiles when they literally...
Oh, they'll blackmail them.
No, they're in with them.
Oh, fair enough.
Why would the fucking FBI go and try and expose Bill Clinton after they literally just tried to rig the fucking election for his wife?
Fair enough.
Those guys are so, like, never mind bought and paid for. They are fucking fully drunk the status Kool-Aid of just, like, we will do whatever our fucking government masters tell us. Whatever they say is good is
Hail
what's good.
Clinton.
Yeah, exactly. And besides, like, the idea that, like, everybody said, like, that he was got off originally for so long because every time they tried to investigate him, people would say he works with the intelligence community. So if the FBI ever got stuff, the intelligence community is literally allowed to steal things from the FBI.
Yeah.
So they could go in and request for all the Epstein shit, or they could literally go in and steal it. So the idea that, like, oh, well, now that he's dead and the FBI is in control, we'll know everything. No.
That is the
this
dumbest.
Is the guarantee to now it's over and we'll never know anything.
I think
about
the
it.
Dumbest theory was the one where people are saying that he's Mossad.
Oh, yeah. No.
He's a Mossad agent?
He's not no, he doesn't work for a foreign intelligence
agency.
No,
he doesn't. He's just a man with a lot of money who likes to fuck little girls. It's
not... And also, it's much easier to get people to give Israel money, by the way, than to actually fucking be bribing these guys with, like, pedophilia stuff. It's way easier to fucking convince people
Exactly. But, I mean, like, I'm just saying, it's just like, that's the thing, too. People are like, oh, he was this, he was that, all this conspiracy. Like, no, he had a lot of money, he had a sick fucking fetish, and he had the money and the power to do it on his own island with his own laws, and fucking he was caught. He was caught, and...
Yeah, but if people who last the longest, like that, career criminals, like... Heads of major, like... El Chapo lasted as long as he did because he was fucking in bed with top military people... Top government people.
Of course.
Epstein lasted as long as he did because the people who were responsible for investigating him knew exactly who he was because they had made previous deals with him in order for him to fucking continue to keep going. Like, he's not a fucking secret agent. He's an asset of some secret agent or some police or federal police investigation kind of thing. Like, he's just like every other criminal who's in an organized crime thing, the top-end guys fucking rat out all the lower-end guys to the cops.
Yep.
It's like the fucking Departed. Like,
Pretty much.
It's literally, it's a fake movie, obviously, but that is actually how successful leaders of organized crime last, is like, every single time, it's because they're in bed with law enforcement or state officials.
Yeah.
Or people who have government authority.
Exactly. It's like, we'll let you keep doing your job if you give us a little, some lower level
like,
guys,
we will bust you on pedophile unless you go after the people we want you to go after and entrap them, or if they are actual pedophiles anyways, then... get him anyways. Like, the idea that, like, the cops only are interested in arresting actual guilty people for the things they did is fucking nonsense. Like, they could be trying to get, like, actual pedophiles. They could be trying to frame people they don't like for pedophilia. They could be trying to extort people who they believe have some other kind of information that they need. So they go, oh, well, like, Prince Andrew's got some information we need. So Jeffrey Epstein, who... if you don't do what we tell you, you're going to be arrested for pedophilia. Go in and trap Prince Andrew. We'll film him engaging in pedophilia, whether Andrew knows it or not. And then we'll get what we need from Prince Andrew whenever we want it. Kind of thing. And now Epstein is completely out of it. It's now a relationship between the people he's entrapped or the people he's, you know, been able to blackmail. Now it's between them and his, like, the real powerful people. People who work for the state.
I can picture that conversation, though. It's just like, all right, Mr. Epstein, you're a billionaire, and you know a lot of famous, powerful people, and we could really use that information. So we'll give you whatever you want if you just, you know, give us names and stuff when we need it. I want an 11-year-old girl. I want to have sex with 11-year-old girls.
I want two French 16-year-olds for my birthday.
You don't want cocaine? You don't? I want my own island. Okay, we can do that for the sex with the little girls. No, fuck! But can we... Bill, can we do child sex? We can. Oh, we can. Oh, well, hey! All right, well...
Well, if it's okay. Offshore.
Virgin Islands, okay, great.
No authority there, no jurisdiction there, not a problem.
I like this, Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Epstein, what would you like for in exchange for this information? I want...
Keep your goddamn police away from my island. How about that? I don't need to be disturbed at all hours while I'm trying to assault 11-year-olds.
I'll also go for a 20-something-year-old Asian boy. The same kind of thing.
20-year-old Asian boy equals 14-year-old Caucasian.
Pedo math. We're doing pedo math.
It's the pedo conversion scale.
It varies.
The race age converter.
It varies from country to country, of course. Oh, Jesus. So I wanted to just finish up by talking about another kind of... We didn't talk about her, I don't think, last episode, but I can't pronounce it. Ghislaine Matthews. So she was, I know that her father was a very wealthy businessman as well, and was actually friends with Jeffrey Epstein. So Jeffrey Epstein knew this chick when she was...
Yeah, people in his circle.
12.
Yeah, people in his circle. That's where he drew upon his closest connections and confidants, were other rich people. The majority of the victims are poor, but, like, his inner circle are fucking, like, all high-level people in one way or another.
She was basically his
madam and
child dealer.
Yeah, she was basically the madam for all the child prostitutes, and then also a fixer for, like, negotiating child sex related deals.
And she
would go and broker, like, so we're gonna have, like, we need to get, like, a bunch of, like, you know, literally, like, a bunch of French 16-year-olds. And so she would be sent to basically proffer with, like, whatever, like, Albanian fucking human smuggler was going to actually kidnap these girls in France.
Well, someone actually, there was actually, I don't know if it was a text, I think it was a text from Epstein or something like that, but there was a conversation having to do with this where he even said, like, oh, you get them from, like, the poor villages in France, where it's like the parents will, you know, you tell them, oh, we're gonna take you, you're gonna be a model, you're gonna, it's literally, like, it's like that fucking cliche, it's such a cliche, like, you wanna be in Hollywood, don't ya?
That cliche didn't come from nowhere. Like, that's literally, like, how pimps back in the day would, like, get girls who were just from out of town. Like, if you stopped off on a bus in, like, New York City, there was fucking pimps waiting at a Port Authority trying to get, like, any young girl by herself, trying to fucking sell her some bullshit thing and get her into prostitution. But it's, like, worldwide. Like, the thing in Taken, as bad as I think that movie is, as corny as it is, it's, like, exactly right. Girls are that stupid and gullible and easy to victimize, because literally strangers can walk up to them and ask them to hey, can you please come with me to somewhere isolated
literally
in a strange
those words.
Country?
Literally those words, but it's in a sexy accent.
Yeah, that's all
bonjour,
it takes.
Bonjour, madame. How would you like to come with me down this dark alley and we can now you say, rape?
Yeah, like...
Oh!
Just the accent, yeah.
Oh! Sploosh. Fucking Jesus. Yeah, no, it really pays to be paranoid nowadays. Like, even slightly, you should always have just a little sprinkle of paranoia, because, like, you really can't, like, I mean, you should never really trust, like, I'm not great at making new friends. Like, I got social anxiety. I think
everybody does, unless you're, again, like, people who are great at making friends are also, like, conscious of it, and the ones who are, like, gullible are just gullible.
Well, like, I mean, like, I'm fine hanging out in person, but I need to, like, talk to you a bit, like, online or something first, right? Because then it's just like, okay, I'm familiar with this person, I'm cool. But it's like, fucking, for some of these people to just be like, okay, I'll go with you.
Trusting strangers.
Bitch, have you seen Hostel?
Assuming strangers even have, like, not that strangers even have, like, no bad intentions, or, like, people who don't want to harm you, so fuck you over in some regard. Like, this idea of, like, strangers having your best interest in heart, like
you hear, you know, you hear stories from, you hear stories from backpackers, right? Like, oh yeah,
they're all dumb.
So I was traveling and then I went down this alleyway, and like there was a guy selling who was like, oh, you want some coke? So I went with him in this like hidden door, and that's how I woke up with no kidney.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, literally tour every time there's like backpackers in Tunisia, and I don't, the next word's missing.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Or, like, hacked by machete.
No, they're missing until they've been found headless. Every single fucking time. Like, the people who do this shit are exclusively naive and gullible. Like, the people want to, like, chalk it up to, like, oh, they just believe, like, the best and everything. Like, no. They don't. They're stupid. They think there's lots of bad people out there. They're unable to fucking see them when they're right in front of them, though.
Do you remember that there was like a, do you remember that missionary recently who went to that island with like no one goes there, and literally stepped off the boat and was fucking speared to death by like women and men, and like men, women and children. They just fucking destroyed him with spears.
Yes, but that's like the this fucking delusional notion of like, oh, it's like, it's white Westerners or like developed nations that are like the violent, scary countries. It's like, no. Tribe people fucking are as murderous as any culture ever. Yeah. Murder is quite flippant for them. Like, they kill people as, like, a matter of fact. Like,
well, they kill their own. They kill their own to settle differences and
disputes.
That's
what I mean. Exactly. Like, that is, like, the main thing of, like, people think of, like, oh, they're so nice and kind. Like, no. If these people fucking bump into each other, it's agreed upon already that they're going to fucking square off and try and hack each other to death with little pieces of obsidian rock.
I just want to say right now that when we're talking about tribes people and being savages and stuff, I just want to make it clear.
The tribes in the Amazon and the Congo.
We're talking about literal tribes before anyone thinks, like, this isn't fuckingomics.
Oh, yeah, God. I'm not...
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, no. But I understand as well.
Oh, man. In this day and age, someone's going to be like, hey, what did he mean by tribal?
What literal tribes. Like, the people who refer to them as, like, X, Y, or Z tribe.
But yeah. It's
there's still cannibals in the Amazon, and there's also cannibals in Africa, too. And people are like, oh, they want to pretend it's like, well, it's like a cultural thing. Like, no. They kill people. They eat them. They think it's like a positive thing. It's a backwards, fucked up culture.
There's that one.
It's no reason to exterminate them, but also don't think you could fucking pull up off like the Amazon River and just walk up to them shake their hands. Like, they're gonna shoot a poison dart in you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whether people want to wipe out these cannibal tribes or not. The Amazon's kind of been on fire for 3 weeks, so yeah, that's not cool.
I think people are making too much of a big deal about that. Like,
I think it's sad. I think it's sad only because I know how many cool fucking animals and shit are living in there, and it's like,
yeah, but forest fires happen. That I think the big misnomer is that it's like that somehow like an unnatural thing. Like, I know these guys are setting fires.
Yeah,
specifically
they're setting for like to make farmland and shit
to clear land, but at the same time, the NGOs fucking made the Amazon overgrown. That's why the fires happen this way.
I just love
it. Happen when the forest isn't overgrown. The fire stops very quickly unless the fire is overgrown.
I just like the fact of how, like, the Amazon is burning, everyone's freaking out, and, like, the president of Brazil is probably in a locked room somewhere just snorting coke off a titty.
Oh, yeah. He's a total fucking guy.
Guy's a poon hound.
I like it that he's just like, hey, international community, shut the fuck up. It's Brazilian property. No one else has anything to do with this but us. Stop bitching about your fucking lungs of the world. It's Brazilian property. That's it.
Come to Brazil. So back to Ghislaine. That was a fucking tangent. Back to Ghislaine. You and I last episode, we were talking about, like, that she was probably dead, or no. We said whoever killed Epstein was probably dead. But a little bit later on, people were wondering where she was, and I thought she was dead somewhere. Yeah, she was missing for a while. But so there was a people found so some photos circulated of her and an In-N-Out burger.
Oh yeah, you guys were talking about that in the Fuckingomics.
Talking about it on Fuckingomics.
Oh, in the chat.
Yeah, Danny.
Sorry.
So Danny Danny mentioned it. So Danny.
Yeah, and
Danny,
I almost am never in that chat. It's mostly a chat that I just look at.
Yeah,
between,
that's what it's for.
Ari and Ryan and Danny and JJ.
No, JJ left.
Oh yeah,
left.
No, exactly. Yeah.
It ain't free.
He's fucking, JJ's got a fucking real walking out on things phase.
Hell yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it's been an interesting few episodes for sure. On that, that missing one was real good.
Exactly. The secret episode.
So it was a photo of her fucking sitting in an In-N-Out burger.
Wait, did she have like a sad face as well, like in front of like also like some French fries and like some ketchup or something?
She's sitting with a dog. She's reading a book called like what was the book? I couldn't
How to Survive in Prison?
No. It's like the life and death of CIA agents or some shit like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Like it's so So I'm just gonna read this article just to kind of update people on what's been going on. So this photo, it was her in an In-N-Out burger reading a book with her dog, and we're like, oh, we found her. So I'm going to start this article. It's from Business Insider. The widely circulated photos of Ghislaine Maxwell, the ex-girlfriend and accused madam of Jeffrey Epstein, at an In-N-Out burger in Los Angeles was staged by her attorney, according to a Daily Mail investigation. Last Thursday, the New York Post published what it described as the first photos of Maxwell since Epstein's death the Saturday before. It showed her in a gray hoodie and glasses, reading a book while dining outside with a tray of food and two cups in front of her. Okay, another thing that they brought up on ROTC, who the fuck reads while eating a burger? It's not a book food.
First of all, I read a lot, and I also eat a lot, but that's the one thing you cannot do at the same time. Like, anytime, even when I'm reading, it's like, okay, I gotta eat now. I have to turn on some, like, I'll turn on the audio version of sometimes the things I read, but, like, yeah. Again, it's so fucking contrived.
Or even,
and
you
just,
know,
like, staged. Horseshit.
Or you should even like listen to a podcast like Internet Wasteland or Fuckonomics or the immigrant section or
any of the lovely podcasts I'm associated with.
Oh fuck, wet beaks. I was gonna say wet dudes.
JJ calls him the wet hacks.
Yeah, he's a bitter gay. So I love that fucking guy. He's great. However, there appear to be a number of discrepancies in the photos. So the photo's metadata is tagged with Meadowgate, which is a media company owned by Leah Safian, who's Maxwell's attorney. The dog next to Maxwell's feet apparently is Safian's dog, Dexter. It's not even fucking Maxwell's dog. The publication unearthed Safian's private Instagram account, which includes multiple photos of the dog. She has not yet, the lawyer has not yet responded to a Business Insider's request for comment. This was the interesting one. The photos also show in the background, there's like a bus stop. There's a poster for the movie Good Boys. Outfront Media, the ad agency that manages posters on that bus stop, told Daily Mail that the hospital poster had been there since July 28th. Told Daily Mail that the hospital poster? So is it not... Oh, okay. Most recently been advertising... Okay, I see. So at that bus shelter, apparently it's recently when someone went to the bus shelter, they didn't see an ad for Good Boys. They saw an ad for some hospital. And then
the movie came out already. Okay, yeah.
Well, not just that. No. The movie came out like now, right? Like recently. So it was an ad for a hospital. And then when they asked the media company that manages the shelter, they said that that hospital thing was there since like July 28th. So...
So it was from way before.
So there was never a poster from Good Boys there. Yeah, it's basically that hospital poster has been there since July 28th. So there was no point between those two, between the photo being taken and July 28th, had there ever been a Good Boys poster on the bus shelter. So that was probably photoshopped to make it seem like it was somewhere else. God knows why. Maybe Seth Rogen's in on it.
Fucking bizarro people. She's the one where, again, I could believe, like, she's so fake-seeming, she might be a fucking CIA asset.
And she's British. That's where the Prince Andrew thing fucking comes back, right? Because she's
rich people as well. Like, she's, like, from a rich English family.
Yeah, she's a social, like, one of those socialites. Just like
a British socialite, yeah.
Like a pedophile Paris Hilton. Let's see, what else have I found about that? That photo was faked. No one's really heard much from her. So if that photo is staged, could she still be like, when they say staged, do they mean like she posed for it or was it like completely fabricated? Like that she sat somewhere else?
No, staged means like they faked the picture. Like she was not there doing those things. She went there, did those things for the picture.
Okay, and then left.
Yeah.
All right. I thought staged like staged, she maybe posed in front of a green screen and they just cobbled it together with like Photoshop or something.
Then they would say it was faked.
Okay, all right.
I believe.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, what are your final thoughts on all this, man? Like, I mean, there were a couple other things I found, but I don't really think they're important. Like, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein signing a will 2 days before his suicide, that thing only just pushes the suicide possibility more.
Yeah. But I always maintain that the suicide is within the parameters of the conspiracy theory.
Everything of his just goes to, like, some 16-year-old French girl.
Well, it went to a lot of charities, right?
Really?
I know some of it did.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Like, oh.
Well, yeah, they have to take some pedophile's money.
Yeah.
None of them would refuse it.
No, I bet they would. They'd be like, we're only taking the, they'll say, we're only taking this money because it's going to help our cause.
Yeah, no, they'll say, like, we are taking, you know, a bad person's money and we'll hopefully try and make up for some of the damage he caused. Also, probably most people are never going to find out which charities or who specifically gets any money. You can't just make that public for no reason.
Hey, Timmy. Wake up. Yeah, hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he also paid off a lot of victims as well, praying they don't slander him after his death.
You did it, Timmy. Wake up. You beat the cancer, and you have... all those violated underage girls to thank.
Yes, we were able to use the new Epstein machine to reverse your cancer.
That's so funny.
We're going to Epstein the tumor cells in young Timmy and hopefully he'll survive. Thanks to the medical research funded by disgraced billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
Here at the Epstein Center, we use this.
The Epstein Center for Child Cancer.
The Epstein Center for Child Care. The Jeffrey Epstein Center for Child Welfare. That. Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ.
The Jeffrey Epstein Home for Lost Girls.
You gotta make it sound creepier. You gotta make it sound creepier. Like, what's it called? The Jeffrey Epstein Center for Wayward Young Women or some shit
for
like
runaway
that.
Teen girls.
For runaway teen Oh my god. Oh god. And it's just like it's the only like homeless shelter with a vetting process based on attractiveness.
Yeah, nothing but hot under 18 year olds there.
So bad. I'm so glad that guy. I know it's like okay, like he took a lot of names with him or whatever, but like I'm a dead pedophile is a dead pedophile.
Yeah, exactly,
like,
exactly. Two things can be true at the same time. Pedophiles deserve to die. This guy we needed alive a little longer.
Like, I mean, I do wish that it was kind of like a vampire situation where it's like if you kill like the head pedophile, like the rest of them just fucking drop, which would be kind of funny. You're at like a family dinner for Thanksgiving and all of a sudden
yeah,
your uncle
just
dies. Yeah,
people just turn to ash and shit.
Your uncle
yeah.
just bursts to ash and then you stand up and you look at your dad. You're like, I fucking told you. You didn't believe me. I hate you. Oh, shit. Okay. This is getting dark. I mean, Patrick, any last thoughts on this whole shenanigan that's like on this?
No, I think you said it, you know, pretty much fucking good riddance to some fucking pedophile. But I think like this is like the standard end for like most conspiracy theories. Like there's no real resolution or anything. Like nothing is solved.
Yeah. And honestly, I was going to talk about something else today, but it's been completely taken up my brain, this whole thing, because it's just like, geez, it's just fucking nuts, and I can't, it's nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the craziest, one of the biggest and most crazy things to have happened in a long while.
Exactly, but I mean, next episode we'll get back to. I'll find some fucking weird internet shit to talk about. I have a couple things in mind, but I just had to like because there've been so many developments since the last episode. I have to do a part two.
The story is still very fluid.
And I mean, even the next episode, there might be like a little segment at the end, just like you know, and a little
periodic Epstein updates.
Periodic Epstein updates, just like still dead.
Still dead. Still rich. Still don't know who else he did it with.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And as usual, thank you, Patrick, for being here. We've had some good actual feedback on some episodes lately. And yeah, man. Fucking everybody, you have a great night. Thanks for putting up with all of this horrible shit.